Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
Well, hello, my name is John Noltner, and I'm here to tell you a little bit about a project that's called A Piece of My Mind, and it's P-E-A-C-E, that kind of piece. I work as a freelance photographer. I photograph for national magazines and Fortune 500 companies. And back around 2009, 2010, I found that I was getting increasingly concerned about the quality of our national dialogue. I was worried about all of the things that ask us in life to look at what separates us, whether that's politics, ethnicity, religion, gender, class, you name it. If we choose to go through life dividing, we've got all sorts of tools at our disposal. But I wondered if there was something that I could do instead to look at what connects us, to look at what we share in common, and to try to rediscover that common humanity that we all experience. So I started playing around with this idea of peace. So peace is this word that I think we all like. You know, peace is a word that we toss around lightly and we don't always think about what it means. But I basically wanted to build a project around this question: what does peace mean to you? How do you work towards it in your life? What are some of the obstacles you encounter along the way? You know, we all say that we're interested in a little bit more peace, whether that's in our families or our communities or the larger world. Even my friends who serve in the U.S. military, I think, would prefer to stay home with their families whenever possible. But the irony is that we're not very good at achieving peace. We're not very good at getting it. Or maybe I should say at making it. So you'll have high school students that might flash the peace sign to one another as they walk down the hallways and frame up their selfies, but then they'll form into cliques and bully their own classmates. You'll have two countries that claim they want to find a peaceful resolution to a conflict, but they can't agree on the shape of the negotiating table to sit at. And even at my church called Peace Lutheran Church, you'll have people that nod up and down on Sunday morning while they listen to the story of the Good Samaritan, but then they'll walk right by somebody who's in need, like it's not their problem. So there's sometimes a disconnect between what we say we value in our lives and how we live our day-to-day lives. And that's what I wanted to play with. For me, this was not a project about faith, but it's certainly rooted in my faith. I'm not much of a theologian, but I constantly come back to Jesus' call to love one another. And I've looked for the exceptions, and I've looked for the loopholes, and I don't think they exist, right? It doesn't say love the ones that look like you, or love the ones that live like you, or even love the ones that are going to vote like you in the next election cycle. It says love one another, period. And that's where this project begins, basically through asking this set of questions about how people think about peace. I'm looking for a way that we can learn to live better together, a way that we can not only make sure that we're okay, but make sure that those around us are okay. This idea that if we can, you know, if we can take the time to listen to one another, that maybe we can rediscover our connections. So the format of this project is really simple. I find somebody to interview. I sit down for an hour-long conversation. I take their black and white portrait. Now we're photographing in color. But we create a podcast. We share these stories online. And again, it's an exercise in listening. And we don't always do that well as a community. You know, we'll listen in order to respond or rebut or refute what somebody says. We listen in order to debate or correct or convince or coerce somebody. But this simple act of listening just to see if we can understand somebody else is in pretty short supply. And I think it's something that can help us learn about one another. It can help us bridge some of the divides that we have in this world if we take the time to listen. So it's not that we don't have differences, because we do, but I think if we can take the time to understand those people who might be different than us, if we can take the time to get to know them, that chasm can become a little bit smaller. One example I like to share is when I interviewed a man named Eric Gibson. Now, Eric is a Buddhist teacher and a financial planner, which I think is an interesting combination. But Eric and I were able to have this hour-long conversation, and never once during the conversation did Eric try to convince me that I should be Buddhist, and never once did I try to convert him to be a Lutheran. But every once in a while, Eric would share this idea that I could recognize from my own tradition, and I can say, oh yeah, there, that, we talk about that too. And that's this little foothold of common ground, right? That's this little beginning, this little foundation of a relationship, and then we can go on and build from that. And that's one of the things I love about interfaith dialogue, is we can find that common ground and we can expand on it, and we can build a relationship that's going to help us understand one another a little bit better. So Eric shared this Buddhist saying, which is, when you think about your own happiness, you'll always have problems. But when you think about the happiness of others, then there's always interesting work to do, right? And that squares up so well with my Christian notion of service to others, that if we can find a way to see beyond our own immediate needs, right, our needs to be successful or comfortable or satisfied or right, and we can concern ourselves instead with the needs of other people, then I think we, you know, that peace, that satisfaction miraculously sort of circles back to us. If we can take ourselves out of the center of the equation and we can consider those around us, it leads to a better world for all of us. So this series, A Piece of My Mind, we've gathered the stories. I've interviewed over 150 people now. We've gathered the stories into podcasts. We share them as traveling exhibits and as books. And the goal is not to tell people the answer to the meaning of peace. The goal is to invite them into the conversation, possibly meet some people that are different than they are, that approach the world in different ways, but really to see what works in the world, to find examples through these stories of people who are committed to positive change in the world, to find examples of what works. How do we resolve conflict? How do we build relationships? How do we work towards a more positive world for all people? And to hold those up as examples, maybe to amplify them a bit and give them a little bit of a platform and hold them up as our model for how we move forward. You know, life is a complicated place, and sometimes we get lost in looking at the problems. I think it's really important that we address the problems honestly and head on, but it's also important that we approach those problems with a grace and a hope and a belief that something better is possible. And that's what A Piece of My Mind tries to do.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.